Man, isn't God good? Hey, it's good to be a Christian. I say that a lot, but that's the topic of the sermon today. It is good to be a Christian. Didn't you hear that this morning in the testimonies going around the room this morning? It's good to be a Christian. We're just going to talk a little bit about, are you sure you're a Christian? Do you ever hear I heard a guy tell me one time, I was talking about something in the scriptures. He said, man, I'm a Christian, and I never knew that. And I've been around a guy a long time, and there was no fruits. There was no evidence. There had never been a word spoken that he was a Christian. So really want to get this out here today, that people that you know, if you're a Christian or you're just calling yourself a Christian. That goes on. That's a real thing. So, I'm going to read, let's see. I work with another pastor at City of Ripley, and we'll talk about things here and there, our concerns and whatever. And I hear this concern, I've heard this concern said here a lot by Greg in his teaching, and by Brian in his teaching and preaching, is I'm concerned that people is not all in. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Are you all in? If you claim to be a Christian today, are you all in? And what does all in mean? Well, all in means committed to. You read that, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a great verse. I love that verse. I say that verse. I got it posted on my wall. I got it on my shirt. Does that make you a Christian? Huh? No. If you believe, and that word believe means you're all in. Are you all in today? Are you all in? You're the only one that can answer that question. Well, I've asked God to convict my heart to be sure that I know by the conviction, by the power of the Creator of all, by the one who said day is day, night is night, male is male, and female is female, to convict my heart to know that I'm all in.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? So where are you going with that, Jamie? Because you got to be done in 20 minutes. We got to get out of here. We got to go. That Greg, long-winded Greg, that was over. All you testifying people, I'm telling you what, you just really messed up the whole program. We're going to have to reboot. Are you all in? Lots of folks call themselves Christians. Do you know who you are? Remember, recently, I think Dan Fuller preached here, and he brought out that followers of Christ were first called Christians in Antioch in Acts chapter 11. Yeah. And why were they called that? Because they say, hey, call me a Christian. I'm a Christian. You have to call me a Christian because I choose to be a Christian. No, they called them Christians because they were followers of Christ. They were what? They were all in. Are you all in this morning? And it's about in your life. When we go out the door, you don't leave it all in here. Are you all in when we go out there? It's in your whole life. Are you all in? Are you committed to Jesus Christ this day? Are you committed to serving the true and living God that sent His Son to die on the cross for you? Yes, you. He knew your name when He was on that cross. He took your sin, your sin, your sin, your sin in mind. He took it. And He knew every sin I had. We all have sinned. We all fall short of the glory of God. Every one of us. Maybe you're here today and maybe you've never been saved. Maybe you're just thinking, oh, I can't be as good as these people. All these people here that are Christians were lost sinners. All of us was in the same bag. Don't think you're worse than we are. We are all sinners. If you're a Christian, if you're all in, you're saved by grace. You're not saved because you've done something good. You're not saved because you contribute to the church. You're not saved because you shook the hand of the preacher. You're not saved because your dad was a preacher. You're not saved because your grandpa was a preacher. You're not saved for any other reason than being born again. You're not saved for any other reason than by the blood of Jesus Christ and His shed blood on the cross and His death, burial, resurrection. That is how you save. Are you all in today? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior today? Thank you, Lord. Man, that didn't even have what I got wrote down there. He is pouring it out this morning. If you're not saved, come and be saved today. Don't wait. Don't think these people are going to judge you. Because we all are in the same wagon. We were all lost and undone. Our sin nature separated us from God. You can be saved today, this very minute. You can be saved. He loves you so much. You want to know how much? They say this much. Jesus on the cross, He gave all that He had. He gave His Son. How many of you would give up your youngin'? You wouldn't even give up your neighbor's youngin' if you didn't have your own. That's how much He loves you today. Are you all in? Or are you a self-proclaimed Christian? Oh, I go to church occasionally. I think about reading the Bible once in a while. I got this necklace. It's got a cross on it. I got a shirt and a bumper sticker. Woo! Are you all in? Are you all in? Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 4. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. If y'all would stand as we read the word of God in His honor. And if you're not able to stand, God knows the heart. Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 4. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endures such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Verse 4, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Let us pray. Lord God, we just humbly bow before You as we're gathered together in Your name here this morning. We thank You, Lord, for the stirring of the Holy Spirit that has been here. We praise You. We worship You. We give You glory and honor in everything. We ask, God, that You'll guide hearts here today. If someone's not saved, help them. Help them. Stir them once again. Move up on them. And again, I ask for You to be with our pastor today and his family and all that's going on in his world. We just pray for him and Your guidance and direction in his life. Again, I ask for You to forgive me in these favors we ask in Christ's name. And amen. Amen. Now, we're just going to talk just a little bit about, wrote down everywhere. Are you a Christian because you call yourself a Christian? Okay, that's the question. Are you a Christian because God calls you a Christian? Now, what's the difference? Duh. You know, I can call myself whatever I want. We see what's going on in this world, people calling themselves whatever they want to think they want to be. That's what Satan was telling Eve in her ear in the Garden of Eden when they were disobedient. Satan was telling them, you can call yourself whatever you want. You can be as God. You can make your own rules. That's what he was saying. But are you a Christian because God calls you a Christian? If you're a self-proclaimed Christian, you don't even have a relationship with God. But God calls you a Christian. He sees Jesus. He sees Jesus in your life, Larry. He knows you've been under the blood. When he looks upon you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. He sees the perfect death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He sees the perfect life of Jesus Christ. When he sees you, Larry, if you're under the blood. Now those, if somebody's here is not under the blood, he sees you as you are. And we all would be doomed to hell without Jesus. So don't think I'm going to heaven because I'm a preacher. Right. I'm going to heaven because Jesus made a way. I'm going to heaven because he shed his blood on that cross. He said he went there with joy. He wanted to do that. He was all in for you. Yeah, Luke, all in for you. Isn't that awesome to know that the creator of everything in this, whatever we call this thing we see, cosmos, that's right. Yeah, I can't even think of that guy's name now either. Anyways, but he was thinking of you. He went to that cross thinking of you. Jacob Ryan, whichever one. That's what being all in is. That's what being a Christian is about. It's not the rituals. It's not, we see all that going on, and that's, their gods are all dead and still in the grave. We gather together in his name.
Praise the Lord.
We come together and have a joyous, spirit-led service. What happened this morning? We've been in them before. When the Spirit leads the service, and it don't go through the routine. Even we kind of fall into a routine. We do, and it's not by design. It's just the way we get to it. But he comes and disrupts it once in a while, doesn't he? Thank God we have a God that loves us so much that he'll shake us up once in a while. We was talking to folks down there at Ripley about all the damage that was done and whining, complaining, griping, pointing fingers. You know how it is. But it's to the, I tell folks, it's God reminding us who is in charge. Who is in control? We could dig the biggest ductwork through Ripley right in the middle side of the High River, and if there was enough water come down, it'd flood it. So it wouldn't matter. That's just the way it is. And that, are you all in with him? Are you all in with him? Are you all, I can't be good enough. Okay. Who can? Let me see. Anybody? 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 Anybody says they can? The Bible says they're a liar. I can't be good enough. I can't. So if you're lost and saying, I can't be as good as Greg or Jamie or Dave or none of those people, Miss Patty, look at Miss Patty. Everybody knows Miss Patty. She loves me, so that's how I get by with this. Yeah. But Miss Patty will be the first to tell you she's not good enough. She'll tell you she's a sinner, lost, on her way to hell without the blood of Jesus. That's right. That's the Bible. Are you all in? Are you all in? If you're lost here this morning, he made a way. He made a way. Man. I've only down this far. First Peter 4, 1 through 3. Now listen what this says here. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, and we know the stories of what he went through prior to the cross, the ridicule, then the beating, they plucked his beard. And remember, he joyfully went to that cross for you. He was all in. Are you? He says, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. All in. How do we do that? For he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh of the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk. Now listen, you're in this category. Every one of you. We can't sit here and point the fingers to all those people out there. Point to yourself. When we walked in lasciviousness, when we had lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Every one of us fell into that category. Jesus went to that cross to pay the way. He says right there, that no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh with the lust of men, but to the will of God. Are you in? Do you, I'm going to ask you this, because we talk about how hate is such a harsh word. But do you hate your sin? Do you hate your sin? Oh, man, I don't want to give that up yet. Oh, I think it's okay if I go ahead and do this. God will understand. If you're having that debate, it's probably wrong. If you're under conviction, it's the Holy Spirit telling you, don't go that way. Don't go that way. Now listen, what's up next? I'm going to read one more verse, verse 11. It says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as an ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. When you're a teacher, when you're a preacher, when you're a witnesser, don't witness opinions. Don't teach opinions. Don't preach opinions, because opinions are from us. Preach the word of God. Let everything that comes out of your mouth be from the oracles of God. The word of God is truth, will never fail. I will. Miss Patty will. Bless her heart. She will. Romans 12, 1, 3. How do I do this? How do I be better? How do I know? Romans 12, 1 through 3, and that was hit on already today. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, Christians. By the mercies of God, does he extend mercies? His mercies are renewed every morning. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that an awesome word out of the word of God? That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. That means quit doing what your body wants to do and do what the Lord tells you to do. Pretty easy, simple. My body still wants to do these things, still has these thoughts, still has these desires, and I hate them. I hate them. I say, Satan, get away from me. You have no business here. I hate that thing, those thoughts, and I know God hates those thoughts. You have no place here. That's the renewing of your mind. So how do you do that? you fill it with the Word of God. It goes on to say right here, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. And here's another, which is our reasonable service? Now, what do you think? Somebody, let's see, somebody paid everything you had, paid it off. Wouldn't you show a little appreciation? Wouldn't you respect that? Wouldn't you want to do what you could for that person or whoever it might be? Wouldn't that be considered reasonable service, just to do the right thing? Man, look what I did. I give that guy a dollar. Look what I did. I did that for me. I didn't do it to show the love of Jesus. I didn't do it back here where I wasn't bragging about it. It's things like that are reasonable service, is to what? Glorify God, not self. Are you all in? Ask yourself that. Are you all in? John chapter 3. Wait a minute. And be not conformed to this world. That's pretty clear. And do we see the world conforming? We see churches conforming to the world. We do. I'm not just making that up. That's not James' opinion. That's things that speak for themselves. All right? Okay, if you say that guy's in there preaching that stuff, well, okay, I am, but it's the Word of God, and it is evidence that anybody could see that the world has made its way into the church. The world is, the church is being conformed to the world. He says, you think Paul ever gives bad advice? Do you believe the inspired Word of God is God's Word? So, I think Paul was inspired, don't you? He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How do I do that? By the renewing of your mind. The Word of God, folks. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. He tells Nicodemus, asked Jesus, how can I? Then came Jesus by night and said unto, he came to Jesus by night, Nicodemus did, and said, we know that thou art a great teacher, come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou except God be with you. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Are you all in? Have you been born again? A lot of self-proclaimed Christians, they've never been born again. What does that mean to be born again? We're all born afresh. We all have a mother. Can't change that fact. Can't be undone. I can't just say, you're not my mother no more. You can't change it. It can't be undone. You must be born again of the Spirit. That's born again, the holy baptism that was mentioned here today. That's when you have repented. Oh, what's repent? That means turn away. 180. 360 is a circle with it. 180. You turn straight away. Man, I repent those things that I said in my past. I repent of those things that I stole in my past. I repent of those thoughts that I had in my past. I turn away from them. I don't want them no more. I hate them. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. All this other stuff will take care of itself. Ye must be born again. Jesus says in chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I don't need Jesus. I can make him on my own. Me and God, we got a deal going on, you know. I believe in him, and I'll scratch your right backs, and I'll do the right thing. I'll be okay. I don't need that, Jesus. What does it say? What does the Word of God say right there? I have to renew my mind to understand the Word of God tells me Jesus, in His own voices in red letters, tells me He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father by Him. Are you all in this morning? Are you all in trusting in Jesus, or are you trusting in self? Are you all in today? I ain't seen anybody nodding yet, Greg. But I'm engaged. Okay, I'm about done. Repentance. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. We know what Jesus done for us. 8:22. Repentance. 8:22 says, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. I'm sure everybody has those thoughts. I hope I ain't the only one that does something out of the blue will pop in there. It's like, really? I hate that. Don't give it a second. Repent of it. Tell Satan to get away. In Jesus' name, get away. It works. It works. As long as we're in this fleshly bodies, folks, we're still going to have desires. We're still going to have thoughts. We're still going to have these things. That's why it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of the air. Romans 10. Romans 10. Chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you're ashamed of your salvation today, if you're afraid to tell folks, yeah, I've been saved. What makes you happy? I've been saved. What keeps you going? I've been saved. What makes you not worry about what's going on in this world? I've been saved. Amen. I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. In the word of His testimony. Are you all in? Are you all in? Amen. Are you all in? Ask yourself that. And ask yourself as soon as we get in our cars. Ask yourself that when we get home. Ask yourself when you go to work in the morning. Ask yourselves throughout the week. Are you all in, or am I just playing? Am I just showing up? And I'm going to keep doing it my way, but I'll show up once in a while. I'll tell everybody, yeah, I'm a Christian. I've got a shirt. Are you a Christian here this morning? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. Oh, I remember when I was hesitant to say, Jesus, I love you. Waiting on, what are we waiting on? I remember thinking, well, what am I afraid of? What? What? They can kill me and what? Send me to heaven? Are you all in? Amen. Are you all in? Is heaven your home? Is heaven your home today? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That can happen today if you don't know Him. Amen. I was in church at Pettyville, Grace Gospel. The pastor's name was Bill Angel. What a name for a preacher, right? Yeah. And there was this lady that had been involved in that church since it started. She was involved in everything. And he preached a sermon one morning, powerful to the heart, pierced the hearts. And that woman got saved. That woman got saved. She had been a self-proclaimed Christian, going through the motions, but she had never been born again. Now think about that. And that's for all of us. Be sure you know that you've been born again, and you are a Christian, and you're all in. And don't be blinded by the fact that Satan keeps saying, "Ah, you're all right. Just show up once in a while, slide a five in the plate. Oh, good." Are you all in? The door's open this morning. I'm going to finish up here. Hebrews 12, verse 28 says, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved." Christian, if you're all in, you're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved.
Amen.
"Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear," with respect. Are you all in? God made a way. God gave His best. God needs to do nothing else to save you. It's up to you. Are you all in this morning? Blend, if you want to come again to song. Here's something I wrote down just right back here just a few minutes ago before I come up. And you've heard this scripture that it'll be referenced to. Do you stand in the gap, which means you're all in? And standing in the gap is sharing the Word of God to the lost and dying world out there. Everybody has a loved one that you are concerned about, I'm sure, that you would like to see saved. Everybody does. Are you one that stands in the gap? Or are you one that's in the way? Oh, please be in the gap. Don't be in the way. Don't hamper the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the Great Commission for you, is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you all in?
Amen.
Are you all in? Tell somebody Jesus loves them this week.
Amen.